This is Dan Jones for the Cowan Church of Christ. The text we wish to consider this morning is Micah 6, verse 8. The prophet of God wrote, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God?" The vital question raised by the prophet is, what doth the Lord require of thee? And the answer is given, do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with thy God. Several valuable lessons can be gleaned from this passage of Scripture. The opening words of the text, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good," suggest that the good way is the way revealed by God. We are not left to decide for ourselves what will please Him. God's Word reveals to us what is required. Jeremiah wrote, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps," Jeremiah 10:23. The mind of man simply cannot, by itself, conceive the will of God. That will must be revealed, and it has been revealed in Scripture. Man, left to himself, without the revealed will of God, will choose the wrong course. "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death," Proverbs 14:12. Following this first statement, the question is then raised, what doth the Lord require of thee? This certainly shows that God does require something of men. Too often, God is thought of altogether from the standpoint of what He does in man's behalf, without realizing that man has a duty to God. Our thoughts usually center more on what God does to supply our needs and wants, rather than on our serving Him. This is not to say that we ought not to look to God for the blessings He provides. At the same time, however, we should be concerned about what we must do to please Him. Each individual needs to ask, what doth the Lord require of me? The text we wish to consider this morning is Micah 6, verse 8. The prophet of God wrote, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God?" The vital question raised by the prophet is, what doth the Lord require of thee? And the answer is given, do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with thy God. Several valuable lessons can be gleaned from this passage of Scripture. The opening words of the text, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good," suggest that the good way is the way revealed by God. We are not left to decide for ourselves what will please Him. God's Word reveals to us what is required. Jeremiah wrote, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps," Jeremiah 10:23. The mind of man simply cannot, by itself, conceive the will of God. That will must be revealed, and it has been revealed in Scripture. Man, left to himself, without the revealed will of God, will choose the wrong course. "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death," Proverbs 14:12. Following this first statement, the question is then raised, what doth the Lord require of thee? This certainly shows that God does require something of men. Too often, God is thought of altogether from the standpoint of what He does in man's behalf, without realizing that man has a duty to God. Our thoughts usually center more on what God does to supply our needs and wants, rather than on our serving Him. This is not to say that we ought not to look to God for the blessings He provides. At the same time, however, we should be concerned about what we must do to please Him. Each individual needs to ask, what doth the Lord require of me? The first two things required pertain to our dealings with our fellow man. We cannot ignore our obligations to one another and expect to please God. To do justly asserts the necessity of honesty and fairness in all things. The Bible says, "The just man walketh in his integrity," Proverbs 20:7. "Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich," Proverbs 28:6. In Romans 12:17, Paul wrote, "Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men." To love mercy reminds us that not only must we be honest and fair, but also we must do what we can to assist others. To refrain from stealing is both commendable and commanded. But the Bible further enjoins upon us the obligation of working so that we can help those in need, Ephesians 4:28. Pure religion includes the duty of helping widows and orphans, James 1:27. In fact, we're told to do good to all men, Galatians 6:10. The principle of loving mercy is exemplified in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke chapter 10. He did not inflict the harm that befell the man by the wayside, neither did he ignore his suffering, but demonstrated his love of mercy by helping the helpless traveler. The final requirement found in this verse is that we must walk humbly with God. This includes doing whatever God commands, because humility is the beginning point of obedience. Jesus Christ, who perfectly obeyed all that his Father commanded, first humbled himself. Philippians 2 and verse 8 says of him, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." This is the opposite of the arrogant refusal to do God's will that is seen in so many today, even some who claim to love the Lord but do things their way rather than God's way. Walking with God means walking by faith, for we walk by faith, not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. But walking by faith does not mean walking blindly or without divine guidance. Rather, walking by faith means living according to the teaching of God's Word, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. May each of us firmly resolve to live each day in fairness and kindness, and to walk with God by humbly doing His commandments. "Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven," said Jesus, Matthew 7:21.